Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into Fantasy Football University, FFU, coming at you yet again in week 7 of the regular season, coming at you with the big preview show, starts, sits, etc. I am Mr. Bill DeCousas. I am here with Mr. Tom Lang. Mr. Lang, how you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. Ready for some football this weekend. Cannot wait. And actually, tonight.
That's very, very true. We've got a very interesting...
The battle of the 40-year-olds.
Do you think that that's overplayed? They keep saying that in the, whatever, I think it's the honestly, icy hot bowl and all that.
Yeah, no, I think it's just a trendy kind of clickbait title kind of thing. Honestly, you know, we know what we're getting from Aaron Rodgers. They chose to like bring him and have him be the starter for the season, and it's there's no question there. Like,
the number one seed in the AFC.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the icy hot bowl. Yeah, it's the Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers play Joe Flacco and the rest of the guys there. Actually, probably let's just say Jamar Chase, because Jamar Chase should be hyper targeted. That's about it. Congratulations, and your defense is terrible. Next game.
We'll get into that game today. We'll get into to all the games on the slate. It's pretty interesting. And by the way, we should just mention right at the top, there's a couple teams on bye, if we didn't otherwise mention it earlier when we covered our the waivers. So the Ravens and Bills are on bye, so they will not be on the slate this week. So one less game. But
both teams, it couldn't have came for a better time for both teams to be on a bye.
That's very, very true. Dalton Kincaid's got to come back. Half of the Ravens team has to come back. Lamar, etc. So good time for them. But a very interesting slate of games this week. You ready to jump right in?
Let's go.
All right, let's do this. Thursday Night Football, the Geriatric Bowl, the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cincinnati Bengals. Pittsburgh are the road favorites, -5.5 points. The over-under there is 44.5 points. So must start. Steelers defense, let's go, rock and roll. Jaylen Warren, there's a great opportunity for him, and DK Metcalf for sure. On the Cincinnati side, it's pretty simple. You're playing Jamar Chase, and that's about it. Probably starts. So we identified Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Bolake himself, as a good streaming option this week. If you got him, you could definitely. This is the week to do it. The Cincinnati horror awful defense. Tommy, is there any other? I got it. Like, there's some people that have to be forced into playing Chase Brown or T. Higgins. Do you think that they're going to have any success here at all?
Steelers defense has been playing really well the past, week or two, and they pretty much put it together after their bye. I think that, it could be tough sledding, but it is a divisional game. And honestly, Tomlin, in the media did come out saying that, a player that had played well against us when he was on the Browns, he basically made a comment about like a team trading to another team that needed a quarterback, and Joe Flacco being the vocal point of that. So he wasn't too happy about
that. He was real salty about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, this is, basically he's going to play them another time this year. So he's going to play the Steelers 3 times this year, which, is unheard of unless you're playing in the playoffs, which I don't believe they're going to play in the playoffs, meaning the Bengals. But I don't think anything positive on that side.
Okay, so you'd be trying to Chase Brown and T.
Well, you have to play Chase Brown. I mean, Jamar Chase.
Well, Jamar Chase,
You're playing Jamar Chase. I mean, I could see him scoring a touchdown. Like, that is the only points that I could probably see this team scoring.
I do think Joe Flacco has raised the ceiling, thankfully, for some of these options. So I got it. Like, I'm actually forced to playing T. Higgins.
I might start calling him Stone-Faced Flacco, because you see him on the sideline, he's just like, no emotion at all.
I mean,
just
listen,
if he straight enjoys... focus. 41 years old, just got to focus on the moment.
That's him enjoying playing football. Well, yeah, so if you got better options, fine. But if you're forced into playing Chase Brown and T. Higgins, fine. Any other options for the Steelers? I'm not looking to play any tertiary options. No tight ends, no nothing, etc. I think we mentioned the best the best options from this game, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, Warren is obviously the primary,
Sure.
but I think you may be able to spot start Gainwell if needed this week. I think he
You
could
think?
see, yeah, I think he could see more than 10 plus touches. So I think he could be an opportunity, and especially against that defense, 10 plus touches could lead to a significant amount of points.
I halfway didn't want to mention it, but I feel like because it's exploded on fantasy, like the fantasy community online, I feel like we should do a 2 second mention of Caleb Johnson. So Caleb Johnson split the backup work with Kenneth Gainwell the past game. I think it's irrelevant. It was just like, okay, let's just try to get him some touches or whatever. Caleb Johnson has not been anything this year. He has failed every time that he's been on the field, every time that he's touched the ball. Thought I would mention it because everybody should is quote unquote supposed to keep an eye on it for the future. So there you go. I did my obligatory Caleb Johnson
Yeah,
mention and I'm moving
well,
on.
he against Cleveland, he had 19% of the snap percentage. I mean, 6 for 15. So his pass protection is pretty much what he was doing.
And remember the worst play in the history of special teams that he had this year. So let's not forget that.
Yeah, I mean, I will tell you this, and I think this is something that the NFL and the NCAA really need to have a conversation about, is basically getting players ready for the NFL by
Yes.
having by making sure you're playing the same rule system. I just don't understand it, The 1 foot in bounds that's needed in college compared to the 2 feet, that's just very minor. Those things could be adjusted in off seasons and practices and so on and so forth. But if players are making their big plays in college that are not translated to the NFL, you can't really translate that to the NFL. Caleb Johnson could have been, a really primary. And again, I don't think like a lot of it is related to that, but again, I do think that they need to relay systems, scoring, penalties, everything related to how it is. Because if you're playing in the NCAA, your optimal goal is to be playing in the NFL, right? So, it's got to be like that.
Yeah, we can have a whole episode talking about failures of development of players, man.
Nice off-season content.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the next game. We've got the LA Rams at the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Rams are road favorites, -3 points. I was surprised by this line. I thought it'd be closer. The over under there is
This is that this is
44.
this is also over the pond.
The over under there is 44.5 points. So we got some players here. So you're on the on the Rams side, you're starting Kyron Williams, and in Puka's absence, rock and roll, let's go. Davante Adams. On the Jacksonville side, you're starting Travis Etienne. You're starting Brian Thomas. Let's go. He's back. Hopefully, he's back to form. And all of our calls have been accurate. In terms of probably starts, you could probably get away with starting the Rams defense here. Their implied points total for the Jaguars is only 20.75 points. It's fine. It's perfect. And they've been really, really good as of late, although some of their competition has not been good. But I wanted to caution because, we're seeing some good stuff out of Jacksonville here. They have a real shot to upset the Rams, I think, in this game. So
Yeah, I
maybe
believe.
it's like a more knockdown defense. I know you believe in the Jacksonville defense, so maybe it's a more defensive type of game, maybe.
No, I think could be a nice back and forth game, to be honest.
You think?
I think, yeah, I mean, and Jacksonville, this is their second home. Second home is London, or maybe their first home. Who knows?
Well,
But
seen a few years. Yeah.
yeah, we'll see in a few. I mean, they are investing into a nice stadium, a nice new stadium in Jacksonville. But again, that could be sold to another team, maybe. Who knows?
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I think this could be a nice, fun game, a better game than the 13-11 game that was last week. Maybe the field has definitely been it's not as wet as it was last week too.
In terms of other options on the Rams side, so we identified you could take a shot on either Jordan Whittington or Tutu Atwell if you in an emergency if you'd like. I
Yeah.
mean, presumably one of them is going to have a decent game. I mean, it's not.
So I have a nice fun parlay going on this week, and I will say it's parlayed with Tutu Atwell anytime touchdown, because I mean, whenever he's the second or potentially the third or the slot, whatever it is, he does get hyper targeted from Matthew Stafford when Puka's down. We've seen it last year when he was healthy. He's going to cross the end zone. I do believe he's going to see pay dirt this week.
Maybe, maybe. Well, at least one of them. It can't just everything go to Devontae, or maybe it
No,
can.
it can't. No, it can't. And it's not going to go to the tight end as much. I won't say the tight end's irrelevant, but he's not
Not in
as
Sean McVay's
relevance.
offense.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Higby or the rookie Ferguson.
Part, yeah.
Stafford here, I'm not so crazy about. I guess in an emergency you could throw in, but I really do believe that there's better options out there this week.
Yeah.
On the Jacksonville side, again, I guess you could throw in Travis Hunter if you'd like. I don't really see. I'm not so
Probably.
crazy about it. Obviously, there's big upside. But
I wouldn't do it yet.
okay. I'd stay away from Brenton Strange. He kind of fell off the map a little bit. I think that there's better options out there. And Trevor Lawrence, I'd completely stay away from here.
Well, Brent Strange, is he back this week? Because he was out last week because of
Right.
injury.
Yeah, I'm
So.
not crazy about it. I think that there's just better options here. Any love for your long, long, deep, deep, deep league shot of Dyami Brown?
Hey, I mean, if Travis Hunter's playing on the other side of the ball covering Davante Adams too much, then maybe. But I probably would stay away this week.
Oh, I meant to. You made a fun mention of, I think it was in one of the other shows about the Travis Hunter's the number one ranked IDP. The
Yeah.
reason is because he plays offense also, so he
Yep.
gets those points. Like, it's of course he would be.
It's amazing.
It's not close. For the 1% of you that are in an IDP league. All
Yep.
right, let's go to the next game. We got the Philadelphia Eagles at the Minnesota Vikings. Eagles -2.5 points. The over under there is 43.5 points. So, must starts. So, I got it. It's not been pretty, but you rock and roll with Barkley. You rock and roll with Barkley every week. We're really hoping slash halfway predicting that Barkley's going to be stepping it back up. He's at his lowest point here. So, maybe it was a chance for you to try and go and get him, but like it can't continue like this. It's Saquon Barkley. And he hasn't lost a step, et cetera. You're starting Jalen Hurts. And on the Viking side, you're starting Justin Jefferson. Probably starts. This is probably a decent enough start for the Eagles defense. The Minnesota's implied points total is 20.5 points. Do we know officially if McCarthy is going to be starting?
It's kind of up in the air. I honestly think that if McCarthy starts, though, then the implied points goes down.
You think?
Yeah, I think, and honestly,
I bet you it won't move.
I think both sides of the ball. I think it might be just based on how the Eagles have been playing. You may be inclined to start both defenses this week.
Maybe I'm not gonna lump the Vikings there, but take of that what you will.
Vikings got a really tough defense. And I think they have a tougher defense than the Giants did.
Other probably starts. I got it. I got it. You probably start an AJ Brown, but like we said, it's just not pretty. It's not given their passing offense.
Yeah,
Dallas got it though. He's been getting it done the last couple weeks. I don't know how you stray away from that. Unless you just predict that to end, which has 100% happened before for Dallas Goedert. On the Viking side, it's not been pretty for Mason either. But presumably you're trying to get him in. This is the last week, I believe, that Mason has the backfield to himself. Jones comes back next week, I believe. So, take the volume as it is. Other options here. I'm not doing anything with DeVonta Smith. He's completely on my bench for
Yeah.
the foreseeable future.
You may want to, if you got him, you may want to try to trade him. I don't know what you could get for him, but you might be able to get a lateral move kind of thing, which shows some more upside kind of player.
Not, I 100% agree. Any love on the Viking side? Any love for Jordan Addison here?
I'd probably wait if it's Wentz, which then that would be a revenge game. If it's Wentz,
Like a lot of these players. There's like so
yeah.
many teams that are revenging him.
If it's Wentz, then I would probably play him. If it's JJ McCarthy, we again all have only seen such a small sample size of JJ McCarthy, and he only really technically had one really good quarter this year. One really
That's
good
true.
quarter this year. So,
But it was
I
so
think
good.
it was so good, but the first three were so bad. And that was game one. So it's week seven and he's had a lot of time off. So it's pretty much going to be like week one all over again if he plays this week. And I think that they play Wentz, to be honest.
Okay. Maybe
So
you might be
if
right.
Wentz is in there, I think Addison has a good opportunity to be a flex play.
Okay. Hockenson, we've talked about him and different droppable times of waivers and stuff. Like, he's been underwhelming. But again, just like any of these other lower tier tight ends, you could throw him in if you want to. But like we said, we think that there's better options. So To take of that what you will.
I mean, again, I think it's the latter. If JJ McCarthy's in there, then I'd feel comfortable playing Hockenson.
Okay. That's a fair point. JJ, if you feel better playing Hawkinson, if it's Wentz, feel better playing Addison. That's fine. Lower tier guys anyway. Let's go to the next game. We've got the Las Vegas Raiders at the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are home favorites, minus 11.5 points. The over under there is 45.5 points. Now, obviously this means that you play the Chiefs defense, but I just want to point out, we've seen this. The Raiders, for whatever reason, play the Chiefs tough. So that doesn't mean that we're gonna rethink how we evaluate this game. I just keep it in mind that it could be a closer game than is being advertised. So you play the Chiefs defense with confidence. Other must starts here on the Chiefs side. You're playing Travis Kelce and you're playing Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes has been on a tear thus far, basically after the first game or so. He's been really good.
Yeah, especially when the players are not catching the ball, but it's being caught as a catch.
And now with Rashee Rice coming back this week, it's just gonna be a great game. It's gonna be a great season for him, presumably. Now he's got some weapons, and now he's got a team that's protecting him a little bit. Now it doesn't feel like he's making it done himself. With he's the leading rusher for the team, also. Anyway, Raiders side, you're starting Ashton Juntie, and that's about it. Let's go to the probably starts. So,
I mean, I probably wouldn't even start Ashton Johnson this week.
that's. You as such an anti-Raider. You've been anti-Raiders the entire year. Now I got it. You hate Geno, which is fair, but like all of your analysis has been covered by that. Ashton Jeantie has been pretty good for the last couple weeks. He has not been living up to first round expectation other than the one gigantic week that he had. But how do you sit somebody? He is the guy.
I mean, yeah, he's a high-end RB2 this week, that you paid RB1 for him, so.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you would not sit him.
No, I mean, but it's gonna be a really rough game. It's gonna be like, the LA Chargers, a 5.9 fantasy point game. If you can afford that, good, props on you.
You're telling me if you had Ashton Jeantie in any league, you would consider not playing him.
If I had Ashton Jeantie and I had a couple other players, if we name some of these players, like if I had JCM, I'd play JCM over him. If I had Cam Scataboo, because Cam Scataboo was a late round guy, I place Cam Scataboo over him. If I had Christian Judkins this week, I play Christian Judkins over him. So yeah, I would play other players over him.
I can't see. I could say for 99% of teams, you're going to be playing Ashton Jeantie.
But again, those players I just introduced right there are players that you got late in rounds. That could have been value that you had on your bench when you drafted a player like him.
Okay. This is fine. I just it like it's. I don't know what the overlap is of teams that have that versus don't have that. Like.
Again, if you've been working your roster and listen to the show for, week in, week out, and watching fantasy football, and or fantasy football, watching Red Zone, watching all the games, you know the players that you should be playing. Right now, he's been playing decent when he's back in the Michael Myers stance, but he's going against the Chiefs defense. Chiefs defense is going to smack around this offense. It's gonna be a bloodbath.
All right, here with it what you will. I would, first, I think it's not a question, but okay, we'll move it on. Probably starts. This is Rice's first game back from the suspension. Any issues throwing him right in there?
No, you're playing him.
Okay, and you roll with Worthy too. He's been real good.
Yeah, Worthy's gonna, continue to do what he's doing. I could probably, if I was a betting man, I'd probably say Rashee Rice scores the first touchdown.
Maybe you're right. If I was a betting man, I would say Patrick Mahomes rushing touchdown, but that's just to go with the season so
Yeah,
far.
with an offensive hold, that doesn't get called.
Why stop with that? Stop with that. Because it's overplayed. It's not a true narrative. It isn't a
It's
true
so
narrative.
bad. It's
But
so
it's like,
bad.
but it's like not. So like for all our viewers, it's not a true narrative.
We should have
So.
a show. We should have a show with a bunch of guests on, and we should just the whole show, like the special show, should be about the Chiefs.
It's fine. As long as I could come into that show and have my entire dissertation planned about how to debunk
Ah,
every stupid argument about that.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
Yeah. Let's move it on. So we got no other we're gonna end up at our throats over this. No other probably starts.
Nope.
Tommy woke up and chose violence today. So, other options here. I have been so underwhelmed with Jacoby Myers. I thought that the opportunity would have been a lot better. I think part of it is, like, to your point, like, it's been Geno who's been a
Well,
complete failure thus far, but
he is potentially a trade candidate before the trade deadline. There are a couple names that have been announced, and one per the names, one of the names we'll actually be talking about in the next slate of games. Yeah, Jacoby Myers has been out there as a potentially trade away target in the NFL, and some interesting spots that he could be falling to.
maybe. So maybe I, like, I don't know. It's been underwhelming as he's been on the Raiders.
Yep.
So, and Brock Bowers is going to miss this game, so he'll be missing this game, and he will be out for the bye week that is next week for the Raiders, and then he should be back. Hope, all systems go
Mr.
after that.
Decoy himself.
So hopefully he's back. He had a great week one, so hopefully he comes back to form like that. Other options here. We're going to be talking about a couple of these backfields that have, quote unquote, two starters. The Chiefs are one. The Seattle Seahawks are another one. The Patriots are another one where it's like, because they're both starters, quote unquote, I don't want to play either of them. I got it. If you're forced into doing it, I guess I would prefer to play Hunt because it seems like he has, like, the more touchdown potential, kind of, and he does a little more pass catching type of stuff. But I don't want to play either of them here. Do you think the same way about that? It's the upside
Yeah, I mean,
is
I
capped,
think
but.
yeah, the upside is definitely capped. But again, I think that this could be a nice week for Pacheco.
Okay.
He got more consistency last week. You see, he got more touches. He was doing some more. And even if I will say this though too, like even if the fantasy points didn't really articulate what was done on the field, he was doing really nice things on the field as well too. And they were playing really good football last week. I'll give it to them.
Okay. Let's go to the next game. We've got the New Orleans Saints at the Chicago Bears. The Bears are home favorites, -5.5 points. The over under there is 46.5 points. Must starts in this game. DeAndre Swift, he impressed me with how he looked in the past game. So he's clearly got some juice left. I'm just waiting for the shoe to fall with an injury. So hopefully that doesn't happen. We don't like to talk like that. So DeAndre Swift until further notice. Roma Dunze, let's go. By the way, the DJ Moore thing, which we didn't really cover. So he was having a nice game and, he was getting some targets and it looked like, okay, they're starting to work him back in. And then he has a groin injury and then he goes to the hospital and he has been practicing the entire week.
Yeah.
So yeah, even more so love for Odunze here if that's the case.
Yeah, I also think that he may be just getting checked out because other teams are shopping him.
That is a good, I heard that too. I don't know
Yep.
about that. I
Oh
well,
well. I've been saying for the past 3 weeks,
to the Giants. That'll complete.
and there's a lot of news out there that the Giants are in trade talks for DJ Moore, Mr. Law Firm we just spoke about, and Jaylen Waddle.
All right. I mean, I feel like they can't have all of them.
No,
So
no, no, no.
maybe
Shooting for one,
they're trying to
shooting for
select
one.
one.
But if one of those guys paired up with Neighbors next year.
Right. So other must starts in this game. I don't know how you go away from Caleb Williams. He's been great thus far. And in a game where their implied points total is 26 points, rock roll with Caleb Williams. We've got no must starts for the Saints. Probably starts. The Bears defense is probably they've been opportunistic. This is a good game for them here. The Saints only have an implied points total of 20.5. You could rock and roll with the Bears. And it Kamara here. I got it. If you got Kamara, it's hard to sit him. Yeah, you could roll with it. It's been kind of underwhelming versus what to be expected. But again, he's another guy who might be traded sooner than later. So right now he's on the Saints, so we're just taking it as it is. You could
Yeah,
you could
I think Kendre Miller could be a really nice spot start potentially this week because the Bears defense, like you said, I mean they have been pretty decent, but again they have broken a couple games this year, and with the With the gadget play, the Swiss Army knife of Taysom Hill coming in there with, a running back that actually is a true running back there, could bolster an opportunity for a big play.
The only other probably start is the target king himself, Chris Olave.
Olave. He's actually another one too that everybody's looking at, but yeah, I
Yes, he
forgot about him.
is. I love how just everybody's on the trading block at this
Well,
point.
there's a, I mean, there's a, I mean, if you're on a bad team or a team that's, or even on a
Sell
good
your
team
assets.
and you're not being utilized, like, why are you going to have all this dead cap space for a player that's not, being productive for your
Well,
team?
God bless him, he's getting targets. So if you want targets, you're going to get it out of Chris Olave. I think Olave is a good play in PPR formats. Keep an eye on in the future for any trade talks. I think he's perfectly fine. Nice probably start. Other options here, Tommy mentioned maybe emergency spot start. You could roll with Kendre Miller. He's been getting a lot more work recently. Other options on the Saints, we told it. We're kind of done with Juwan Johnson now at this point. So the island of Foster Moreau has kind of returned, so he's eating into it. On top of you have the Taysom Hill Swiss Army knife nonsense going on. So all of those things on top of Juwan Johnson slightly taking a step down, it seems like it's just
Don't call the Swiss Army knife nonsense. He's our starting tight end in our high
on
stakes
the high
league.
stakes league. That's true. Well,
It's
that's
not
be
nonsense when he's scoring touchdowns
it's
for us.
because and yeah, that's true. I guess we'll take it as it is.
Yeah.
On the
Take it back.
no other options on the Saints side. On the Bears side, I want to identify as a because of the DJ Moore news, I'll identify Luther Burden as a spot start if you need it. If he's going to be out, he's likely to get a lot more opportunity. He was highly touted coming in, and maybe this time he'll outsnap Olamide Zaccheaus. So let's keep an eye on that. No love for the tight ends there. You could just move on. Yeah, should be a fun game. We'll be interested to see if Taysom Hill gets 5 points or 35 points. We'll see what they do. Let's go to the next game. We got the Miami Dolphins at the Cleveland Browns. Miami, or sorry, the Browns are home favorites, -2.5 points. The over under there is a paltry 39.5 points. So must start the Browns defense. Other must start on the Browns is Quinshon Judkins. We are calling a gigantic bounce back for him in this game against a bad Miami Dolphins team. Should be a good game for him. On the Dolphins side, you got the three must starts, the whole offense, Achane, Waddle, and Waller. Pretty simple. Rock and roll, it's going to be fine. Terms of probably starts, we got one name here, and we want to emphasize, like, this could be short term, it could be long term, but Harold Fannin, and he could very well move into must starts just for the rest of the season. So when Njoku is hurt, he's probably not going to play in this game. And probably maybe this is an opportunity for Fannin, who's already been producing on the targets that he's been getting, to completely usurp that role. And Njoku has been on the trade block as well. So,
Yeah.
I mean, for a rookie to be getting footballs thrown to him by another rookie, and even if that rookie gets sat, it'll be another rookie throwing it to him. The tight ends have a big value when that's the case. Fannin should have been a big pickup, and we got him as a probably start here. I'm even flexing him in one or two leagues. So
Yeah,
definitely a good
I picked
option.
him up in a league that I'm trying to make a move with my onesie stud tight end so I could get some running back play.
Yeah, that is
And I,
absolutely a good
yes, and I
option.
picked him up to try to flex him for the rest of the season because I think that he has rest of season value.
Other options on the let's start with the Cleveland side. So I'm not bothering with any of the wide receivers. It hasn't been pretty with Judy, et cetera, with Isaiah James Bond himself. I would stay away from it. Although I do want to mention, Tommy did mention as an emergency spot start, Jerome Ford. You still hold true to that here?
Yeah, I think that he could be an emergency spot start this week based on the defense that he's going against. I mean, I just think that it could be a nice week for both those players. Judkins is going to need some rest time, so I think Ford pops it in. And when they are throwing the ball, this could again also be like a get right game for that offense, especially with the young team. If you look at it, the running back's a rookie, the quarterback's a rookie, the tight end's a rookie, so you got a lot of these younger guys.
Bond is a rookie, right? Yeah.
Bond is a rookie too. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So your wide receiver three or whatever you want it to
Two,
say,
technically, I guess.
B, you know, B1, whatever it is. But yeah, you got some rookies.
Yep. The other options for the Dolphins, I'm not even considering. So they let them go. And Tua, this is not the game for him. Don't play him here. Don't
No.
play. There's a very strong chance the Browns completely dominate them and McDaniels gets fired. They start cleaning the house after this. To Tommy's point, maybe they start trading players. This could be a downhill game for them. So keep an eye for that for this game. Let's go to the next game. This is going to be disgusting. We've got the Carolina Panthers at the New York Jets. Carolina are road favorites, -1.5 points. The over under there is 42.5 points. Now, must starts. So, do we have official news about the Chuba Hubbard situation?
He's still questionable. It's not guaranteed that he's out. I think even if he is playing, he may see a slow intake of snaps. So I still are, you know, even if it was a 50-50 split, I think, you know, Dowdle has been performing to the point where you really can't bench him for the rest of the year right now.
How about the rest? Well, let's not talk about the rest of the year, but for
Rest of the
now,
year.
I don't see how you bench Dowdle here. So even if Chuba, right, to your point, even if Chuba was coming back, I'd want to see him get involved a little bit. So keep an eye on it. Dowdle, like, obviously his ceiling is lowered if Chuba's active, but again, just for this game, I think you play Rico Dowdle and you play him with confidence. Other must starts for the Panthers, just Tet McMillan, rock and roll. He's looked like he leveled up. Hopefully, keep it going. On the Jets side, Breece Hall, and man, you're hoping that the Jets can sustain some offense to do it. Hopefully, they're doing it. They should be able to do it against the Panthers in a way they could not do it against the Broncos. Let's go to probably starts. We identified the Panthers defense as a decent enough streaming option, so you could rock and roll with them. The implied points total for the Jets is only 20.5 points, so you could go with that. And other probably starts. We got Mason Taylor here. We talked about him in the waiver show. You know, with Garrett Wilson going down, at least for the next couple of games, that Mason Taylor is going to, at the very least, get a whole bunch of targets. Who's already been the garbage machine the last couple of weeks. It was an awful week last week. This is us giving him a confidence call for this week. I'm going to roll with him as a flex in one or two leagues as well. So
Yeah.
he perfectly good for targets.
I think
And
Mason Taylor is a really, really great option this week.
And the other probably start. It's disgusting, but this could be a bounce back game for Fields in a game versus Carolina at home,
You would hope.
right? But where they're susceptible to getting, hit by a running quarterback, I think this is perfectly fine, especially in 4-point touchdown leagues. I could throw some names at you. Would you rather start Fields or would you rather start Bo Nix?
Fields.
Okay. Now I could say Daniel Jones. I know you'll say Daniel Jones in this.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this? Okay, Aaron Rodgers or Justin Fields? Or does it depend on the touchdown league?
I mean, I'm taking the shot on Aaron Rodgers on
Aaron
Thursday Night
Rodgers instead.
Football.
All right. Point is you could roll with him. It's gonna be it's I got it. It's disgusting, but you could roll with him. Was the conference
Fields
call for
or
him?
Tua? Fields.
Fields. Tua, I would have to you'd have to break my arm to do it. All right, other options here. Stay away from everything else on the Jets. We're not even having this conversation. On the Panthers side, though, keep an eye on Leggett, who's been doing well as of late. If he keeps it going, we'll start to talk about him a little bit more. Although earlier in the season, he looked so awful that, it's taking a little bit to convince me here before we start talking about him more. Bryce Young, I think, is an emergency play here. Do you agree? I mean, I wasn't crazy about it.
Emergency, let's just say, like, you know, really, really
I'd play him
strong
over
emergency.
Tua. Yeah, I'd play him over Tua, but
Yeah. I mean, if you got Josh Allen and you're looking for, you know, because he's on a bye, you're looking for a player to plug in, you can, but eh.
I am rolling with Aaron Rodgers in those leagues that I need
Yes.
a starter. So no, I'm not going to have to go with that. Should be an interesting game, and the Jets are going to lose anyway. Let's go to the next game. We've got the New England Patriots at the Tennessee Titans. The Patriots are road favorites, -7 points, and the over-under there is 41.5 points. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you our top defense of the week, the New England Patriots. Please start them. Must start of the week. The only other must start in this entire game is Darake Maye himself, Drake May. He has been unbelievable. He's been unbelievable, exceeding all of our expectations thus far. I see no reason why that's going to stop here against the Titans. Rock and roll. Let's go, Drake May. Probably starts. We got one name for you. I got it. It wasn't a good game last game, but it's Hunter Henry. You could always throw him right in there and, hope he catches a touchdown or two in a game versus the Titans. They're likely to do real well. So go ahead, roll with Hunter Henry. Let's talk about the other options here. So, on the Patriots side, as we all enjoy this. So, is Stefon Diggs going to be chasing the bootay? Are we playing either one of these guys?
I'm playing Boutte as a
Really?
spot start. Yeah,
Okay, over Diggs, you would play him as a spot start.
I think that he's my like my flex play of the week. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Co confidence call on that. Okay,
Yep.
interesting. I think you could go back to Diggs too. I remember we talked about this. I see this very
I
similar
mean,
to like.
if you got Diggs, you're playing him. But I will say, like, you always say you don't chase last week's points. Well,
Right.
I'm not saying I'm chasing last week's points with Boutte, but I'm chasing the points and the consistency that he's had throughout the season in and out. I think he could do it again this week. This is a week that it's a coach revenge game, right? This is a coach's
Yes,
revenge game,
there's
and
no way they are not going to kill them.
He is going to a team that fired him 2 years ago, right? And they
Stupidly.
just fired their coach
Oh, yes.
that they hired in place of him.
Right.
He is going to go in that he has this team riled up. He's got this Patriots team ready to go. They are leading the AFC East. They're gonna smack some stuff around.
They're gonna kill them. But that's the thing. That's sort of what I'm saying. Like, I think it's
They
more
might
of a,
score 80 points.
it seems like a Russian roulette with their pass catchers. Hunter Henry week, it's a Diggs week, it's a Boutte week.
They
I
could be
mean,
up by 35 points, and I could still see them throwing the ball.
all right. Well, the point here is that Boutte and Diggs are both options.
Yeah.
If you believe in Boutte, go for it. If you believe in Diggs, go for it. But I think it's more of
I
a bit
think
of a Russian roulette,
this
but
could be a this could be a game for Trevion Henderson. This
yeah,
could be the breakout. This could be the breakout game.
let's talk about the running back. So, like we said, there's a couple of these teams that they've got these 50-50 running back situations, which is aggravating. And but maybe Tommy's right. If you believe that this is a game that Henderson breaks out, go for it. If you believe that somehow Henderson misses a pass block and then Stevenson gets three touchdowns, go for it. It's very difficult for us to provide fantasy advice on this because we've been, it's been all over, it's been weird for the whole season with this. A better way to look at it is, let's just say 50-50, capping both of their upsides. And so therefore, if you need them as an emergency start, you could go ahead. That's probably a better way to look at it, from a conservative point of view. On the Titans side, because they're okay, so Ridley's out, their coach got fired, and they're going and playing the Patriots, who are already a good team. Like, and you said the narrative with Mike Vrabel, et cetera, who I know you're not gonna, I'm not gonna ask you to pronounce his name.
Variable.
Yeah. So I don't know how many points the Titans are gonna score. It's not gonna be much. So therefore, any of these options, Pollard, Spears, Elik Iomanner, are you looking to play any of them or is it a full sit? Just move away.
Spears probably has the only fantasy relevance because they're going to be playing so far from behind that they're going to have to utilize some of the dump offs. So I think in a PPR set format, he may have some value, but you're not gonna you're not even hoping and praying for a touchdown at this point. You're just like, hey, please, can I get six receptions?
So Pollard's a full sit.
Yeah.
Okay. How about Chigakonkwo? We said it was like fine as an emergency tight end start,
There's
given
better
that Ridley's
options.
gone. Yeah, I do think that there's better options, but keep an eye on it. It'll be interesting to see how they look now with post their coach firing, and it probably won't be good. So it's funny. I was looking at a stat, something like the teams have a winning record the game that they fire their coach in the next game.
Yeah, it's not happening this week.
This is not going to happen.
No.
This no, not 100% not going to happen. Let's go to the next game. We've got the Indianapolis Colts at the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers are home favorites, -1.5 points. The over under there is a nice 48.5 points. This is going to be a good game. So must starts. Jonathan Taylor, rock and roll, the best back in football. Let's go. Jalen, sorry, Ty Warren. Let's just call him Jalen Warren. Ty Warren, tight end. Chargers side. I mean, with the Quentin Johnston being out and his performance thus far, let's go. Lad's back. So Ladidi Mekongke, let's go.
I mean, I think it's Ladd and Keenan.
Justin Herbert is a must start. We got Keenan in probably. So let's talk about probably. So on the Chargers side, Keenan Allen's fine. I got it. Hopefully the shine has not wore off and he's not going to dissipate as the season goes on, but perfectly fine having him as a probably start. He'll get some targets, especially with Quentin out. But let's just quickly talk about the running backs for the Chargers. So, Tommy, I agreed with our sentiment that we don't want to overreact to 1 week where Vidal had more of the work and also performed really well. It's very possible that not just he gets less work, but that Haskins gets in and it's his turn to have a big game. It's very
Yeah,
possible.
I
But
think
we're.
roles reverse this week, and Haskins, everybody that's on the Vidal train is like, oh, he's gonna crush it this week. It's gonna be it, first off, it's a really bad matchup. It's a tough matchup,
Right.
but also, I don't see it happening again. So I think roles reverse. Haskins is the guy this week, and Haskins sees the same amount of touches, but he's more productive with it.
I think from an advice perspective, what we're saying is we're more
Don't
conservative.
start any of
No,
them.
we're being conservative, and it's not like we're necessarily predicting, hey, now Haskins is going to have a big game and Vidal is not going to, and then we're not saying that. What we're saying is if you want to convince me with Vidal, it's going to have to happen a second week in a row, and then I'll be like, okay, so they're going to go with Vidal then. So we'll identify him as a probably start just to appease the general public here. But keep in mind that there's a chance that it goes sideways and it's Haskins. So we just wanted to provide that context for you guys. On the Indianapolis side, probably start Daniel Jones. And I just wanted to quick talk about Pittman. Pittman would be a perfectly fine probably start to me if given the Josh Down news. So is Josh Downs going to play in this game? It's kind of up in the air at this point, right?
It's up in the air as of right now, but Pittman did have a setback last week. Downs did take on a little bit more of a target share
Yes.
and was a little bit more productive with his targets. But I still value Pittman as a wide receiver too this
It's
week.
hard to
Low,
sit
low,
him.
low, low end wide receiver too, with upside. The Chargers defense is fairly good pass protection, so I do think that he could be a solid play. But temper your expectations.
Yeah, and let's keep an eye on Josh Downs going forward. If he continues to have some more targets and be more involved, then we'll start to pay more attention. Yeah, Pittman's been so good so far. So he had one bad game. You're probably going to try to roll with him again. So and the game should be very good. Be a lot of points in this game. Other options here. So, like we pointed out, so Quentin's out. I guess in an emergency, I'm going to forget the guy's name. I think it's Gadsden. So the Chargers are now rolling with Gadsden, I believe, as their tight end. By the way, the
Yeah.
Chargers are actually the top destination for Mark Andrews if he were to get traded. So
Yeah.
keep an eye on that in the long term.
And I could see the Chargers wouldn't be the ones to utilize him on the goal line to run the ball in twice and not get it. So.
Yeah. I would be trying. I think that there's better options. Stay away from the Chargers tight end situation. On the Colts, I mean, if you want like one of these long dart shots, you could always try Alec Pierce. Maybe he'll get you a 99-yard touchdown or something. But I think that there's better options. I think you should be trying to look for targets much more than just these home run shots. So there we go. Let's go to any other thoughts on that before we move on? Or
No.
okay. Let's go to the next game, the greatest game of the week, according to Tommy. We've got the New York Giants at the Denver Broncos. The Broncos are home favorites, -7 points. So the over under there is 40.5 points. So must start Broncos defense to Tommy's dismay. Must starts Must starts in this game on Denver. Like we said, Broncos defense, J.K. Dobbins has been so good so far. Rock and roll, let's go. And Courtland Sutton, who, maybe if the Broncos are smart, they will not do what they did in the last game against the Jets. Although maybe they realize we don't have to do anything because the Jets are awful and we'll just win the game just by being there. Must starts on the Giants. Camp Scatabo, right? No issues, even now that Tracy's back. Okay, rock and roll, Camp Scatabo. Probably starts. We got one name for you, and it's Bo Nix. I got it. It was not pretty last week. It was not. But we said that there was a chance of it being more of a defensive thing. I think in this game, their implied points total is basically 24 points. Maybe they realize the error of their ways. Bo Nix is still super talented. And the Giants, if anything, that their defense is good at, it's stopping the run. So maybe they will be forced to pass a little bit more, get Bo Nix on the edges, start performing up to expectation. Bo Nix is perfectly fine, probably start here. Other option.
I think you're sleeping on Jackson Dart, man.
Okay, well, let's
You know,
talk about.
he hasn't had to throw the ball significantly to actually be productive in fantasy.
So I'm worried he's playing now. This is the best defense in football now. I'm worried about that. Although I got it. He doesn't have to do much to be fantasy relevant. He get like 170 yards passing, 50 yards rushing, one rushing touchdown, one passing touchdown, and boom, he's in the top 12. I get it, but do you think he's going to do that against the Broncos defense?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he could. He there's been, let me just pull this up. But yeah, I mean, the Denver defense has allowed points in games and has allowed yards in games. They just, you know, the
Some
ground,
games.
yeah, some games. And I will tell you, I mean, just buyer beware. I mean, again, the Denver Broncos defense is the number one defense this year. This week right now, but again, you know,
Number two, Patriots are number one.
and no, yeah, but again, you know, they have had some scattered games, and they've. I'm just saying, you know, I don't think Jackson Dart really needs to be throwing for 200 yards for you to see fantasy points. You could see 20 plus fantasy points from 100 yards passing. You know, it's not great for the receivers, but you know, 100 yards passing and then like some of these little in and out, you know, gadget plays, you know, so it could work.
If nothing else, to give people context, the Broncos have been crushing teams, the defensively anyway, have been crushing teams that are not super good. Like just to remind everybody, up to week one, that gave up 12 points to the Titans. Week two, that was the game they lost. That was the only game they let up a lot of points to the Colts, 29 points. Week three, only let up 23 to the Chargers. Week four, 3 to the Bengals. Week five, 17 to the Eagles. Week six, 11 to the Jets. So this seems like another game like that, but your point's well taken, Tommy.
Well, the
I'm
Giants are
not
not the
dis
Jets.
No, but they're not the Colts either. So, take of it what you will. Other options. So therefore, other options on the Giants. Like, would you be willing to throw out Wandale in PPR formats?
No. I'd stay away. You know, if anything, if you need to kind of plug Theo Johnson,
Plug and
maybe.
play, maybe.
But you're not getting over 50 yards. You know, you might not even get over 40 yards. You might get six receptions for 40 yards and maybe a touchdown.
Okay. Other options on Denver. I would stay away from RJ Harvey here. I wonder how long that transition is going to take, but I don't think it's going to happen here. But I will say, keep an eye on Troy Franklin. We're keeping an eye on his snaps, on his targets.
I think with Harvey, I don't think it's a this year takeover. I think maybe next year
You
or
might
the
be right.
following year. But you will start seeing more of an uptick in snaps, which you have been seeing through the season, for Harvey in viable opportunities, you know, for him to be, you know, profitable in fantasy.
Okay. No, you might be right. It'll be interesting to see what they do. Let's go to the next game. So we got the highest points total of the week here. We've got the Washington Commanders at the Dallas Cowboys. The Washington Commanders are road favorites, minus 1.5 points. The over under there, 54.5 points. You have to get as many pieces in this game as possible, if you're thinking about any spot starts, etc. So let's go to the must starts. JCM, you're starting him. I got it. The fumble was not good in the past game. It wasn't good this past game, but you're bringing him right back. Let's go. Other must starts on the Commanders. So I don't know how if Debo's going to be out. He did wasn't even practicing this week. But here's the deal: if Debo's in, you play him.
Debo will play.
Okay, let's be clear about that. We'll get to other options, but we'll mention it. A lot of it depends on if Debo's playing. Zach Ertz, you're playing him. That's it. It's pretty simple. Until McLaurin comes back, which he's likely not to come back this week, then you just rock and roll with Zach Ertz. Let's go. And Jaden Daniels, you play him. On the Dallas side, Javonte Williams, obviously you're playing him. CD, if he's back this week, you're playing him.
Yeah, it's looking like CD will be back this week.
George Pickens, I don't care if CD's back this week. In this game, you are playing him. Let's go. He's been too good.
But you have to temper your expectations. You're not going to get,
Now you
you're
get
not
three
going to get
touchdowns.
top five, wide receiver numbers from George Pickens if Debo's in there. I mean,
Agreed.
sorry, if CD's in there.
Agreed. Agreed. Fergalicious himself, you're playing him. And Dak, let's go. Dak could finish as the number one quarterback this week.
I
It's
think
good.
they throw the ball crazily this game. I think, this is another high-flying game.
We got no probably starts because everything in this game is a must start. Let's just talk about some other options real quick. So if Debo were to miss, which is we don't know. We honestly don't. It's unlikely. He's a tough guy. If he were to miss, do you have any love to try to get Chris Moore or Luke McCaffrey in there?
I feel more comfortable with Chris Moore than Luke McCaffrey, as we discussed earlier this week. I do think Luke McCaffrey has a role in that, special teams, and some other, obviously offensive plays. But I think Chris Moore, based on the targets, basically him getting more involved, he would be the target I'd probably look for.
Okay. Any love for spot start, maybe for McNichols at all? Or that's just a
If
bridge too
Debo's out,
far?
then yeah, I mean, they may open the field a little bit more and have to throw in a, pass catching running back in the slot.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. A lot of it depends on Debo, so pay attention,
But
close attention to
Debo
that.
is going to play in this. I'd say it's a 99.9999991% chance that he plays.
Okay. Right. You keep saying nine. It sounds like no in German. On the Dallas side. So any love for Tolbert or Turpin here? I know that's burned you in the past, but 54 and a half point over under.
Not if CD's back.
Okay. So it's pretty clear. If he's not back.
If he's not back, I mean, maybe, but then that just everything's gonna go to George Pickens
George Pickens
and
and Fergalicious.
Fergs,
Yeah. Okay. And keep an eye here on Jaden Blue. So now with Sanders out for the season, we've already identified Jaden Blue should be a stash, if nothing else, for your for the Javonte owners. So keep an eye on his usage here. And maybe he could get out of his Louis Vuitton shoe thing, whatever
yeah.
that nonsense was. Should be a great game. Try to get pieces if you can. All right, next game. We've got the Green Bay Packers at the Arizona Cardinals. Green Bay are road favorites, -6.5 points. The over-under there is 44.5 points. Let's go, Packers defense. And honestly, I don't know if the line is reflective or not reflective of Kyler playing. I don't care.
I don't think it matters. I
I
think
don't think it
honestly the
matters.
line will go up if
If it's
Kyler, yeah, if it's
Brissett.
Brissett. I told you last week, I was, it's funny, in our live show, somebody was channeling in and asking questions, and it was Mr. Vasilius over here, Mr. Billy. And he was like, even if Brissett is out, even if Brissett is the quarterback, I was like, yeah, I think Brissett is actually a really good option. He has proven himself to be that kind of option through the years. Obviously, he's not, a starting quarterback for an offense, but he's a nice plug-in and he will throw the ball. He will throw 250 plus yards. So
Yeah, it's just the
100%.
I'd say just the upside is capped with him. That's
Yeah.
sort of the point. But we'll talk
It is
about.
capped, but again, you are going to get opportunities through the air with that kind of guy.
We'll talk about the options. Other must starts on the Packers. Josh Jacobs, let's go. Tucker Kraft, let's go. Jordan Love, let's go. I got it. Jordan, it wasn't pretty last game. It's going to be pretty this game. Let's go, Jordan Love. On the Arizona side, we got one must start for you. Trey McBride himself. Let's go. He had a nice game last game. Hopefully, he could keep it going. And it's probably better for him if Jacoby Brissett plays. So maybe that's what you're hoping for.
Yeah, those of you that I have sent the offers to in that our home link, please, please, please take initiative and take the option. There are seven trades out there. Do it. Do it. It's going to benefit us all.
Probably starts. We only got one probably start in this game. Marvin Harrison's worth a 2 second conversation. So we don't know the Kyler situation. Let's just assume Kyler's out. if Kyler's out and Harrison's in, I think it's perfectly fine. Just play Harrison, but like he might not play himself and he hasn't been practicing this week. So if it turns out that Harrison is in and like we get better news today or tomorrow, no issues putting him in there, or you feel better with, like you said, you feel decent enough with Brissett. I mean, it is the Packers. It's going to be a difficult game.
It is going to be a difficult game, but I mean, I feel like if Harrison is playing, he should be in there because Brissett is a better thrower.
Okay. Harrison was looking like he would have like a nice game before
He
he went
was
down.
going to have a nice game. He was
Yeah.
getting the targets, and then, he got hit. So,
Yeah.
like
Keep an eye on that.
I think he was a great opportunity to continue to plug in. If he plays, he's going to have a he should have a nice game.
Okay. Other options here. So the Arizona running back, here's another one where it's a 50-50 running back situation that makes me not want to play either of them in a game like, especially in a game like this. So
Yeah, it's a rough game.
we're talking about Michael Carter and Bam Knight. I wouldn't want to play either one of them.
No.
Other options for the Cardinals, I would completely stay away from. There's nothing really else to talk about. On the Packers side though, we know that somebody is going to have a good game on the wide receivers. We don't know who it's going to be. So it could be Golden with a big breakout game, which we're hoping for. Who's, by the way, Golden's been doing pretty well the last couple weeks. But it could be Dobbs again with another two touchdown game or something. So because it's difficult to predict, we have to be conservative about both of them. So, but in if you have either one of them in a spot start situation, feel free, go rock and roll with it. I don't think Watson's going to be back this game, so but he might start coming back in the next couple weeks after this.
Yeah.
So keep it in mind. So there we go. Packers are going to win that game. Let's go to the next game. We got the
Sunday
Atlanta.
Night Football.
Right, because there's another two Monday night games.
And one of the Monday Night Football games is at 10 p.m. on the
Oh,
Eastern on Eastern Standard Time, so we
let's
won't be
go.
watching that one, unfortunately.
Oh, I might have to stay up for that one.
Good luck.
We got the Atlanta Falcons at the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers are home favorites, -1.5 points. The over under there is 46.5 points. I got news for you. So this line has changed. The 49ers opened as like 3 or 4 point favorites. It's been bet all the way down, and now they're only 1.5. So people are feeling Atlanta here. And they're a little anti San Francisco. This should be a good game. Must starts in this game, Atlanta side. You've got Bijan Robinson, and I don't know if I'd rather have Bijan Robinson or Jonathan Taylor rest of season. It's pretty close, but they're pretty awesome at this point. Bijan does, and he's passed his bye. So rock and roll, Bijan Robinson. And Drake London, you're playing him. On the San Francisco side, Christian McCaffrey, you're playing him. And we don't have official confirmation yet. However, if George Kittle is playing him, obviously you play George Kittle. No issues, right, with that?
No, I mean he's been out for a significant amount of time, so I mean he should be in there. If he's playing, he should not be a decoy, so.
Okay. Let's go to probably starts. Atlanta side, we only got one name. It's Kyle Pitts. I got it. It was a down game this past game, but he's been performing pretty well, and their offense is moving it pretty well. So he's a perfectly fine tight end to throw in there. Yeah, you could do way worse than Kyle Pitts. And San Francisco, we got one name, and it's worth the conversation. So Kendrick Bourne, who's been the darling the past 2 weeks.
It's the Bourne legacy.
Okay, he is so dependent, in my opinion, on all these other tertiary options. Jennings at this point, I don't care about because he's a walking corpse. But Pearsall and Kittle, if they're both back in the game, I don't know if I'm comfortable playing Bourne. But if Pearsall's out, I think it's fine. If both of them are out, obviously rock and roll with Bourne, right? So, like, how do you see that?
I mean, the guy had 142 yards back to back games.
Right, but in their absence.
Yeah, I know, but still, I mean, I think he's still going to be targeted if Mac Jones is the quarterback this week.
So are you more dependent on that? Because we don't know if Mac Jones is the quarterback this week either.
I think it's dependent on that, because then you just don't know. It could be there's a lot of different, pass catchers there, but again, I don't think there's scripted plays for Bourne. I just think that he's the one that's getting open, and he is the one that's comfortable with Mac Jones, and Mac Jones is comfortable with him. So,
If Purdy's in, if Kittle's in, and if
I don't
Pearsall's
think
in, do you
Purdy's going
play
to play
Bourne?
this week. I don't think Purdy's going to play this week. I think Kittle plays this week, so that means I still lean Bourne this week, and
Even if Pearsall plays.
this may be the final week for Bourne. Yeah, and I don't think Pearsall plays either.
Okay, so then you think this is Bourne for one more week then.
Yeah, it's the Bourne
Okay.
legacy.
The Bourne Identity, the Bourne Ultimatum, if you remember all the
Isn't Bourne Legacy the last one?
the Ultimatum, I think.
Ultimatum? There you go. It's the
I don't
Bourne
know.
Ultimatum. This may be the last hurrah.
Yeah. It'll be really funny if there's exactly three games of Bourne being good, because that'll
Going
be perfect.
142 yards. He breaks it with 143 this week.
Other options here. So on the Atlanta side, don't I got it. It's fun getting that, touchdown here or there from Algier, but don't put him in. It's I don't put him in. Maybe in an emergency situation. Other pass catchers I'd completely stay away from. We already said like Mooney is should be droppable at this point, so let him go. On the 49er side, if Kittle doesn't play, we've already identified Tonjes as a perfectly fine streamer as a tight end, so you could do that. And Pearsall, if he plays, Tommy, are you iffy about getting him in there, or do you want to try to get him in?
I want to try to get him in, but again, it just depends on if Purdy is a quarterback. If Pearsall, then he's just going to get some targets, and Bourne's going to continue to see his targets. So,
Okay. If Purdy's back, are you interested in playing him? You got to remember that the Atlanta has a pretty decent defense now.
if the squad is back, then yeah, I'd have to play him. If the full squad is not back, then then again, I'm regressing depending on the situation with the quarterback.
Okay. Yeah, a lot is dependent on their injury situation.
I will say though, I still think Bourne is a flex two option, even if Purdy's playing. So
Okay. Let's go to Monday night one. We've got
Monday,
the
Monday, Monday.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Detroit Lions. Detroit minus 5.5 points, and the over under there is the second highest of the week, 52.5 points. This is another game that I want as many pieces as I can in. Must starts on the Tampa Bay side. You're starting Rashad White in the absence of Bucky Irving, and you're starting Baker Mayfield himself. Detroit Lions, you're starting Jahmyr Gibbs, you're starting Amon-Ra St. Brown, you're starting a Sam Laporta, and let's go. You're starting with Jared Goff, who's been doing well consistently now for the last couple of games. So good. Let's keep it going, Jared. Probably starts on the Detroit side. I got it, David Montgomery. Now I just wanted to say something about this. We've been noticing this especially this year. David Montgomery tends to do well in games that they obliterate teams. Games that are competitive, he does not do well. So you ask yourself if you think they're going to be crushing the Bucks here. So if you believe that, roll with Montgomery with confidence. If you don't, then maybe have some trepidation. So just
I
thought
think
we'd.
this is a game that there'll be a lot of points scored, so I think that he'll do well here.
Okay. Then yeah, just you analyze that yourself. And Jameson Williams, he had a nice game this past game. I don't see any reason why you should be scared of that. He's doing good with the targets that he gets. Hopefully that they connect, and a lot of it's not really on him and his failures in the past, but he had a nice game. Hopefully he keeps it going. Jameson Williams. All right, on the probablys for the Bucks. Okay, so with Ibuka out, do we have official confirmation that Evans is going to play in this game?
There is not 100% official confirmation. I think he's still,
Okay.
being teetered a little bit, but
If Evans is in the game, do you get him in?
I mean, I feel like you have to.
52.5 point over under, sure. With
Yeah.
Ibuka out, I agree.
Yeah.
Therefore, Kate Otten's we have as a probably start here. He's been good the last couple weeks anyway, and now with Ibuka out and some questions about Evans coming in, Kate Otten's a perfectly good play. I think he's perfectly fine to flex too if you need it. So let's talk about some other options here. Especially if Evans is out, you can roll with one of these guys from
One
the
of the
Bucks.
Johnsons.
One of the Johnsons, Sterling Shepard, and it's almost guaranteed that Godwin is out in this game also too. And they're coming up on a bye weekend, I think in a week or two as well. We'll
Which
get back.
Johnson would it be?
But the point is, you could take your shot. That would be.
Hey, maybe you could do this. If you got two flex plays, go pick up both Johnsons and see what happens.
One of them's going to do well, especially in Evan's absence. So. Good luck taking that shot. I there's going to be value there. Good luck trying to figure out who it's going to be from. Any love for Sean Tucker here?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like this could be a game where, you know, if they're trying to control the ball on the ground a little bit more to, you know, take away the time and conserve time, there might be an option, but I just don't know if he is a startable asset this week.
Okay, no, you're probably right. So, Lions side, the other there's only one other option to talk about because he's a big fantasy darling. So, in a game where they're the over under is 52 and a half, where their implied points total is 29, you looking to try to get to slot in? I wouldn't be because I think it's just a bridge too far. But okay,
No.
all right, keep an eye on him for dynasty leagues is what you should do. Let's go to the last game of the week.
The 10 p.m.
Right.
Eastern Standard Time,
Yeah.
Seahawks
Right. The
and the Texans.
midnight game itself, Cinderella game itself. We've got the Houston Texans at the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle, our home favorites, -3.5 points. The over under there is 40.5 points. So we've got the Seahawks defense as a must start defense. Other must starts for the Seahawks. We got one for you. It's JSN, who's been crushing it. So let's go, JSN.
Do you think he crushes it again this week?
There's no reason not to. He's just been so good. The target
As
machine
so
himself.
has the Texans defense.
That's true. And the Texans are coming off of a bye here. So
So they
maybe
are fresh to death.
it could be a pretty defensive struggle. So keep it in mind. On the Texans side, we got one must start. So Nico Collins, who's been bouncing back lately. The Texans offense has been bounced back. Has bounced back. Will their offensive line be able to hold up against the Seahawks? We don't know. It's not like the Texans have had that good of competition the last 2 weeks before their bye. So
Well, I will
keep
say it
that in
just
mind.
depends on you know, the injuries, the injury report that happens with the Seattle Seahawks' defense coming up this week. If there's, you know, their pass rusher, you know, the pass rush has been, you know, back on the field, but their secondary has still been hurt. So
Let's talk about probably starts. We got one name here, Sam Darnold, as a perfectly fine streamer. He's been really great the last couple weeks. My only trepidation is to Tommy's point. So Texans have a good defense. They're coming off a bye, so it could be a struggle. But he's been so good. I want to at least give him a bit of a vote of confidence here to be like he could probably get you the 250 and two that you need. No reason that he can't get you there. Other options in this game, man. I'm actually starting Cooper Kupp in a league that I have to. I think he'll get a bunch of targets. I think he's perfectly fine in a PPR league. I it's such a weird conversation to have. Let's just talk about the running backs here for Seattle. So this is the other situation. This is, there's a couple of these in the league. This is another one where now at this point, it's 50-50. Completely capped upside on both players. Maybe Charbonnet gets those goal line touchdowns. Maybe Walker gets a couple more targets in the passing game. They're both going to end up with 10, 11 points, and you're not going to be happy if you're playing them for a ceiling play in either case. You could roll either one out there if that's what you're looking to get. If you need 9 to 11 points, both are perfectly acceptable, and that's about it, right? Do you agree with that?
yeah, I mean, they're going to get their yards here and there. I think this is a tough, this is again a tough defense. So this might be, you know, if one of them does well this week, then I'd probably say roll with them moving forward. But I think they're both going to be capped at max 10 points. You know, maybe one of them rolls into the end zone and gets it, and I think that'd probably be Charbonnet. You know, but I think a lot of the other, you know, points that are going to be scored on this offense most likely be through the air. So, again,
Maybe.
if it's also through the air, Walker could be a you know, reception opportunity there. But who knows? This is one of those games where I'd say if you're forced to start one of them, I probably lean Walker because he's still healthy. But if, you know, you're forced to start both, one, you know, if you have one or the other and you're like, hey, listen, I need a spot starting to flex because of these buys that happened. You know, I'd be like, all right, well, you know, you may have to play one or the other. You may have to play Charbonnet this week in a flex. You know, I wouldn't say, you know, you'd have to play him as an RB2, but there is you know, there is some potential upside at 10 points, you know, in a flex play, you know, that might be what you're looking for.
No, you're probably right. And again, like you could have, it's just like such a typical stat line. You can have Charbonnet with 26 yard rushing yards, maybe one catch and a touchdown. You can have Walker with like 45 yards rushing, six catches and no touchdowns, and they both end up, you know what I mean, and
Yeah.
30 yards receiving, and they both end up with 10 points. Like it's pretty it's probably their lines. Other options here for the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, I'm staying away from Horton for now. Cup looks like he's, you know, reusurped himself as the clear number two. And you know, Tommy's not a huge fan of AJ Barner, but keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on it for continued production. If it does, then we're not going to be able to ignore it any further after this game. On the Texan side, I'm completely staying away from their backfield, Chubb and Marks. You agree with that?
I think this could be a decent week for Marks. I think this should be a bounce back week for what he did prior to the bye. So,
Okay.
I think he can have a decent game.
Okay. Yeah, take it what you will. Very lower end.
Especially with the points that are needed to be scored, I think that he's going to need some opportunity on the ground and through the air.
Any love for Christian Kirk? He was a kind of a, you pointed him out as a waiver option.
I think he's a waiver option. I don't think he's a start option. I think he's somebody just to hold on to and see what happens.
See if he gets a lot more targets. See if he gets
Yeah.
continues to get more integrated. I agree. Yeah, I would stay away from every other option here, and please don't play CJ Stroud, not in this game. So there we go. So there we go. That is the week seven slate of games. I'm very excited for this week. It should be really, really fun. We got a lot of games on the line. I'm sure you guys do too, and we're very happy to have you guys with us. Closing thoughts, Mr. Lang?
Yeah, we appreciate everybody that takes the time to jump into the show. If you could please like, subscribe, and share, we truly appreciate it. And we're looking out to linking up with all of you guys live on Sunday.
Live on Sunday. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.